This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. I want to have you get a piece of paper, a pencil, or pen, and get your Bible, and sit down for the next few moments as we share and study the Word of God together. I want you to become a student of God's Word, and I will give you verses to look at, and I want you to go back and to re-examine the verses that I share with you this morning, that you can understand the Scriptures in a simple and understandable way. This program is brought to you by Kingdom Ministries, and it's dedicated to teaching about God's kingdom and about the message that Jesus was teaching during his ministry, and to do it in a simple and an understandable way. You can understand the Scriptures. It's not a difficult thing, but you need some tools to be able to understand the Scriptures. You need to use the old and the new together, and not just focus totally on the New Testament, because the Old Testament is foundational. As we study today, I want you to go to the book of Matthew. We ended with that last week, and I want you to start with Matthew chapter 16 today and look at the passage. I'm going to point out just a couple things as we move forward. Matthew chapter 16, as Jesus at the coast of Caesarea Philippi, Matthew chapter 16, and starting with verse 13, when Jesus was at the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, whom did men say that he was? And the disciples gave some answers of who the people believed Jesus might be, one of the prophets, John the Baptist, Jeremiah, Elijah, or, you know, another one of the prophets. But then he asked them, who do you say that I am? Peter, speaking, said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I'd like to focus just for a few moments on that word Christ, because Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ is a title, and it is a Greek word, Christos, that means God's anointed, God's chosen, God's anointed one, the one that God has chosen for a particular task. When you look at the New Testament, you're going to find it's written in Greek in its original language. If you look at the Old Testament, you're going to find that it was written in Hebrew. And you need to look at some of those original languages to get an understanding of some of the scripture passages so that they'll relate to one another. The Bible does not contradict itself. Now, granted, there are, as you read through the Bible, you'll see a passage here and you'll see a passage there. And sometimes people get confused. Sometimes you'll see a verse that says, well, this says this and this says this, and they seem to contradict. The Bible does not contradict itself, and you need to go and do background work on the Bible to see what is the Scripture saying. The best way to understand God's Word is to see what did the writer want his readers to understand in that day, and that message would be the same. Much of Scripture is prophecy. The book of Daniel is prophecy, Revelation is prophecy, and prophecy is simply a person who was in our history telling the future of what the future is going to be. And the Bible prophecy should be taken literally. There are prophecy after prophecy from the Old Testament that have been actually fulfilled literally. And there is no reason to doubt the Almighty God who was behind the writing of the Bible, that the future prophecies will not be taken literally, or should not be taken literally as well. God is true to his word. God spoke to different individuals through the power of the Holy Spirit. And these men wrote what God wanted them to say. I personally don't believe that those individuals were given word by word things to write down, but that when God spoke to these individuals, they gave him the thought, the meaning of what God wanted. And that's why you have in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you have similar events, but told in their own words. And they have the words that God wanted them to write down for us to understand. The Old Testament verifies the New Testament, and you have the prophecies from the Old Testament that are being fulfilled in the New Testament. And as you look around yourself today, in today's world, and see world events, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled before our very eyes. Things that were predicted in Scripture that people did not understand, and to the point that, you know, for centuries, nobody ever thought about a nation of Israel. Yet, in 1948, that nation was established, the rebirth of the nation of Israel. And the Bible talked about the reestablishment of the nation of Israel. And since it hadn't happened for so many centuries, people began looking at Scripture and saying, well, it hasn't happened. It must mean something different, that maybe Israel in the New Testament was another name for the church. Well, it's not, because the nation of Israel was established around 1948, and it has become a nation, and there are prophecies every day being fulfilled. Well, this man, Jesus, is the Christ. He is the Messiah. The Hebrew word for Christ, or God's anointed, is Messiah. And the Messiah has been sought after by the Jews since Old Testament days. They've been looking for their Messiah. Now, Jesus is not named as Jesus in the Old Testament. The angel Gabriel told Mary what his name would be. His name will be called Jesus. Give him the name Jesus, which means God is with us, Emmanuel. But the name, the prophet in the Old Testament, Moses, was told that there would be a prophet raised up like him that would lead the people of Israel. And this prophet is Jesus. We see Jesus in Scripture from the Old Testament. And I want you to go to the book of John, John the 5th chapter. And as Jesus worked with the Jewish leaders and they searched the Scriptures, all they had was the Old Testament. It was the Jewish Scriptures, the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. That's all Jesus had. And so when you read the Old Testament, you're reading what Jesus had. He didn't have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or any of the other New Testament books. He only had the Old Testament. So when in Jesus' day, in this particular passage, and we're going to look at, he says, you search the Scriptures. John chapter 5, verse 39, write it down and go back and re-examine it later. He said, you search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that ye might have life. The Old Testament Scriptures spoke about the coming Messiah, and Jesus said, they're speaking of me. Jesus is the Messiah. He is the one that the Jewish people were looking for, longing for centuries. But the Jews of Jesus' day, because he didn't fit in their mold, because he didn't conform to their ways, they didn't look at him as the Messiah. Matter of fact, the Jewish leaders considered him to be a person who did miracles through the power of the devil. But Jesus was God's person, God's anointed, God's chosen one. And Peter identified him as the Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one of God. And he goes on, he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Son of the living God. That's a vital statement right there. He identifies Jesus as God's Son. He didn't identify Jesus as God, but he identified him as God's Son. And that's a notable thing to take to be aware of in Scripture. Peter identified Jesus as the Messiah, God's chosen individual, God's chosen representative, God's chosen agent, the one that God has chosen to do his work until everything is brought into perfection, and that he was the Son of the living God. There is only one God, and there is only one Son of God. Jesus is God's Son. We find Paul told Timothy, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And we're going to look at that. I want you to write that verse down before we close today. That's in 2 Timothy 3:15. I'm just double-checking to verify that passage. 2 Timothy, that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And I want you to realize that this person, Jesus Christ, is God's Son and not the Creator himself. He is unique. He is special. He has God's agent. He's the one that God has chosen for a work of judgment, and we'll look at that next week. A person who has been designated to be the king of the universe. And I want you to realize that Jesus Christ has a message of the coming kingdom, which is so vital, so important, that you need to know about it. But you know, it's not preached in churches today much. And you need to become a student of God's word to understand the message of God's kingdom. It's vital, it's important, and your life will depend upon it. May God bless you as you continue to study and become a student of God's word, and may God bless.